Oh dear, they're all leaving. Oh no, they're not. Oh good. Good. Good morning, everybody.
Morning.
Can we just give a big round of applause to everybody who's been involved in our service? Balcony, can I just apologize to you? I know I wander forward and you can't see me, all right? Which probably isn't a bad thing for you, but I am going to try and remember to stay here. So just make a shout if you see me wandering towards the cabbages. It's just a guilty pleasure, I'm sorry. Folks, great to be here. I'm just going to pray. We'll pray and then we're going to share a wee bit with you. So when I say one, I want you to stick your hands out in front. When I say two, a wee folded arm thing. When I say three, heads down, right? So are you ready? One. Beautiful. And one. Well done again for those that figured that out. And two. And three. We're going to pray. Father, we thank you for every special person that's been involved in our service today. We thank you that you are here and you're the most special of all. So we ask that you would speak to us now. We pray this in Jesus' name. And everybody said,
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, put up your hand if you've ever drank anything really gross, all right? Put up your hand if you've ever drank anything really gross, all right? Loads of people have drunk gross things, okay? Put up your hand if you've ever eaten anything really disgusting. Any hands up, eaten anything really disgusting? Okay, put up your hand if someone in your house tries to bake things, okay? All right? I'm going to ask you about something, and if you have had this experience, you can tell me. My mother, right, likes to bake some things, right? She wouldn't be up to your standards here in Dollingstown, but she tries to bake things, and sometimes what she does is she sets everything out on the bench, and she makes it, she puts it in the oven, and then as she's putting things away, she realizes she's forgotten to put something in there. Have we had that experience before? And it's bad when it's cherries or something, but it's really bad when it's like flour or eggs. Which is not something that's never happened before. But I once drunk something incredibly gross, right? So basically, I used to visit people when I lived in a place called Larne, and I would visit some people that were maybe a little bit sick, or maybe they were old and maybe couldn't get up out of their chairs or whatever. But they still wanted to be really welcoming. So they would say, Simon, would you like to make yourself a cup of coffee? Or make me a cup of tea, right? That's a good trick. I must remember that when you used to come around to my house. But they would say, want to make yourself. So I remember I went to this particular lady's house once, and she was not able to get out of her chair. And she said, Simon, why don't you go make me a cup of tea and yourself a coffee? So I made her a lovely cup of tea, and then I went to make myself a coffee. Put up your hand if you know how to make coffee. Yeah, instant coffee. We're not talking, it's not complicated, okay? So here's the things that I think go in a nice cup of instant coffee, right? Well, first of all, we'll go for a mug. So you need a mug, right? Then you need a spoon. Then you need the coffee powder, right? Or Nescafe or whatever. Then I used to, not anymore, I'm an athlete now, but I used to take two sugars, and then you need some boiling water, and then you need milk. Don't take that either anymore. Totally healthy, all right? Just pure coffee. So would you say those are the right things you put in? Right? So that's what I did. I went to this lady's cupboard, and I took out these things. I made her a nice cup of tea. It's much simpler. Tea bag, water, all that, right? But I made myself a nice cup of coffee, and then I sat down, and the lady started telling me something about her life, and it was quite sad, and I didn't want to interrupt her. But as I was drinking this coffee, it tasted absolutely disgusting. Completely disgusting. What do you think had went wrong? Okay, we have a suggestion here that instead of the sugar, I had put in some salt. But you know what? That wouldn't have been as bad as this, all right? It wouldn't have been as bad as this, right? You could think someone shouted out milk. The milk was gone off. Has anyone ever made coffee and their milk's been gone off? Yeah, a whole lot of people. No, it wasn't the milk, because at least you could see it curdling on the top. But I kept drinking this coffee because I was only 18 and I was nervous and shy and didn't want to offend the woman, so I drank the whole cup. But what you need to go is you need to go back through it. So, right, it was a proper mug, proper spoon, proper sugar, proper boiling water, and proper milk. What do you think it went wrong? Yeah, we'd use Bisto. Which I can tell you, that is a really not a good cocktail. I do not recommend that, and I felt pretty sick after I drank, well, it was pretty much eating it, actually. It was so thick. It was not good at all, not good at all. So, folks, here's what I'm suggesting to you today. When something goes wrong, you should retrace your steps and try and figure out what's went wrong. Does that make sense? Right? So, I don't know if you knew this, but I used to be a maths teacher, all right? A secondary school maths teacher. I did it for an entire day. Got right out of that. Thought, minister, it's got to be easier than that. So I want to see if any of the kids can figure out where things have went wrong in this little sum. All right, sorry. Well, there's where things went wrong there. Okay, that was really good. Where have things went wrong in this sum? So that's not right. 3 + 15 = 8. Put up your hand if you can figure out where things have went wrong. All right, brilliant. This boy here. See, in Monaghan, they would never have described it like that. That's a smart kid. Here, you should be a maths teacher. Absolutely. So what you're saying is it shouldn't be 15. It should be what? Okay, the middle number should be, what should it be? Okay. Oh, right. Oh, let's see. He is clever. Right, there's a whole lot of ways. But basically, it doesn't add up because 3 plus 15, you're saying, should be 18. But it's 8, so there's a mistake there. Okay, what about this one? Put up your hand if you can figure out what's wrong with this one. 6 + 7 doesn't equal 23, does it? Come on, do you know? What is it? Oh, it should be 13. You're absolutely right. So something's went wrong there. You could change a bunch of things. So you could make it into 16, couldn't you? And then it would work out. Or you could make it into 17, and then it would work. Or else something else with the last number. So very smart people here. This is a really complicated one, right? So see if you can do this one. 2 + 6 = 12. Who can figure this one out for me? The girl down here. What do you think? Oh, what a smart girl. So if we just turn that plus symbol on its side a wee bit and made it to times or multiplied by, it would be 2 multiplied by 6 = 12. Smart people in this church, aren't there? Very, very, very smart people. Well, one day, Jesus told a story. And it was a bit like this. Basically, here are the things that you add up. Now, who's this man?
Fred.
He's Fred the farmer. Is that what farmers in this part of the world look like? Yeah. Good. I like the look of this farmer. So there's a story about a farmer. He's the first part of our little sum. And then, as well as that, we have, what's that? A seed. Well done. Okay, we've got a lovely seed. And what's that? Some lovely soil. And then what's that? A harvest. All right. So we've got a farmer, we've got seed, we've got soil, and we've got a harvest. And what Jesus basically says in his story is that a really good farmer plus a really good seed plus really good soil should bring a harvest. Well done. But the problem is, in our story, we see lots of things going wrong. So we've got a farmer, we've got seed, we've got soil, but there are lots of things that go wrong, okay? There's one situation where there's a path, and the seeds fall in the path, and instead of a harvest, the birds get a big feast, don't they? They just eat up all the seeds. And then there's another story where the farmer sows the seed and it lands in the soil, but the soil is really shallow. And when the sun comes out, the harvest is just a big old shriveled mess, like that middle picture. And the third one, well, the seed falls among thorny ground, and it's not able to grow up either. So I need 4 helpers. Put up your hand if you're going to help me. What do I do in my pink folder? My really manly pink folder. So 4 helpers. Where are my 4 helpers? Good girl. Come on ahead. Good man. Come on ahead. Come on ahead. Good girl. And boy in the blue shirt. Brilliant. I'll learn all your names eventually. Okay. So, come on ahead. Right, don't take this personally, okay? So you're going to be the path, right? If you'd hold that. Okay, and you are going to be, we'll make you the Rocky man. You look a lot like Rocky. All right, and you're going to be thorny. Do not take that personally. And you are good soil. Okay, good soil. Right. So, folks, what we learn is, right, I want you to look at that screen and I want you to think, where does it all go wrong that there's no harvest? Well, first of all, do you think the farmer did a rubbish job? Did he? Say no if you don't think the farmer did a rubbish job.
No.
Okay. Is the seed rubbish?
No.
Okay. So what about the soil? Is it rubbish?
No.
Oh, it is. No, it is. The soil is rubbish. The soil is absolutely rubbish because some of it's a path, some of it's rocky, and some of it's thorny. But a lot of the soil is rubbish because the way it should be is there should be a harvest, but not with bad soil, not with bad soil. Right, what are we missing here? Well, say I'm the farmer. I have sown some seeds this morning. Right, there are some seeds hidden in our church, okay, today. So sorry, balcony, I've left you out again. I couldn't make my way up there. You're going to be my favorites, okay? So I want people to look underneath the seat in front of them and see if anybody can find some seed, okay? Underneath the seat. It should be stuck to the bottom of the seat in front of you, right? Put up your hand if you find some seed. Have we found any seed yet? Any seeds? Put up your hand if you've got a seed. Oh, brilliant. Good stuff, Jovi. Any more seeds? Oh, good man, good man. Well done. He's giving it away. And any more? Oh, brilliant. Brilliant. Right, give them a round of applause, the winners. Your prize is a cabbage. All right, and bring those up to me. Good stuff. Bring those up to me, those seeds. Fantastic. Right. So, oh, no, you've got actual seeds. They're raisins. Wow. I hope they're raisins or else we got a rat problem. Okay, some more seeds. Right, and here's some more seats. Thank you very much. You want to just sit down there. All right, you stay up. Where's my other seat? Well, we've got a couple of them anyway. Who else? Jovi, you can back up here. Sorry. Good man. Fantastic. Well, you hold on to those for 1 second, right? And you hold on to those. So what we have here is these guys have found some seeds. And I just want to think for a second. And you guys can help me about how these seeds are going to work in the different types of soil. So basically, the seed represents the Word of God, okay? The seed represents the Word of God, and all these types of soil represent our hearts, okay? So let's have a wee look at what sort of seeds these are, and then we'll find out how each different soil responds. So good man. It's what?
It's empty.
It's empty? Don't tell me that. No, it's not. Look. Right. Would you like to read this out for me? Would you be up for that? Do you want me to read it out? All right. Okay, so this one, just hold on a wee sec. This one says Proverbs 14, verse 21. So this is from God's Word. And it says this, it's bad to abuse your neighbor, but blessed are those who help the poor. Okay? So that's the Word of God to us. Bad to abuse your neighbor, but blessed are those who help the poor. I wonder what way the path would take that little seed. I wonder what way the rocky ground would take that seed, what way the thorny ground would take that seed, and what way the good soil would take the seed. Well, it says here that we need to help the poor. So people that are on the path, people whose hearts are like the path, well, they're very hard. So they would say, well, I don't really care about the poor as long as I have what I want. Does that make sense?
No.
Okay. Then the rocky. So it's a bit sort of shallow, okay? It's a wee bit shallow. Well, it would come to church, and that person would hear that we need to help the poor. But they would say in church, I'm so excited about that. I really want to help the poor. But when they get home, they'd forget all about it, wouldn't they? Because they're shallow, and it doesn't go down deep, this seed. And the thorny people... Well, the thing with thorny people is that the plant starts to grow, but the thorns choke it. So the thorny person would say, well, yeah, it is really good to help the poor. I'm going to try and do that. But they have so many other things in their life that are more important than that, that they forget all about the poor, and they try and get themselves the new Apple Watch, or they try and get themselves something else they really, really, really want. But when the seed falls in the good soil, what happens? Anyone know? There's growth. And that person hears that, yeah, we need to help the poor, and they really take that to heart. they really leave the church and they really put that into practice. Does that make sense? So now I'm going to let you guys do the next one. So what do we have? Would you like to read this out?
Okay.
Good man.
Mark chapter 15, verse 15. Jesus said, "Go into all the world and tell people the gospel."
Brilliant, 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 brilliant. So what about, folks, the path? When they hear that, put up your hand if you think what you can think that the person that's got a hard heart would say. What would they say? So the message is to share the gospel with others. What does the path say? Anybody? So they say, "I don't care, it's not my job. That's Simon's job. He's meant to be the minister." Okay? Don't ever think that. Okay? Simon's job. They don't care. And what about the Rocky? They get really excited, but what do? Okay? They don't do it. Okay? It's too shallow. They hear that message, but they don't go and do it. And what about the thorny path? Well, they're told to go and share the gospel, but what do? Sorry? They have other interests. And what other interests might you have? Ah, crowd participation, come on. Sorry?
TV.
Oh, don't tell me that. I'll feel guilty. Right? Absolutely. They think, well, listen, I can't go out onto the Alpha course and share my faith. Because, you know, it's at 7 o'clock on a Thursday night, and there's probably something good to watch. But the person who is good soil, okay, well, they really go out and they really share. Joby, what do you have? You going to read it?
Good woman. You going to read it?
Philippians chapter 4 and 6.
Yeah.
Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and be thankful.
So it says here, don't worry about anything. Pray about everything. Put up your hand if you've heard that before from Philippians. Okay. Now put up your hand if that's what you do. Okay. Oh, good. A few people did. That you don't worry about anything, but you pray about everything. Bless you guys. Seriously, you need to get up here. That's great. Hallelujah. That is so good, and that's exactly what we should be. But the person with a path whose heart's hard, they think, that's impossible. You can't not worry about anything and just pray about everything. That is totally impossible. And the person who's a wee bit shallow thinks, oh, absolutely, prayer is the most important thing. But they never do it. They never do it. And the thorny person that thinks that prayer is really, really, really important, but they have lots of other priorities, like watching TV and baking or whatever they spend their time doing, playing their Xbox or whatever, they have too much to be doing to pray. But the good soil, well, that's a person that really does what some of the people who put up their hands say. They hear the word of God and they say, absolutely, that's how I'm going to live my life. Folks, here's the big question. I wonder what sort of hearts do we have? Everybody do that, right? Here's a wee Gareth Bale moment, right? Here's your heart. Can we do it? It takes a bit of getting your head around, okay? Here's our hearts. And I want you to look through your heart and I want you to think, what sort of heart do I have? Okay, when I hear the seed, when I hear God's word, am I hard? Am I shallow? Do I have too much going on? Or is my heart good soil? And folks, our prayer this morning is that our hearts would be good soil. Thank you to all my helpers. Let's give them a round of applause. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Brilliant. And folks, we're just going to pray. So let's get our hearts up again. Everyone get our hearts up. Beautiful. Great job. Sorry, balcony. Oh, sorry, balcony. Hearts. Good stuff. Thank you, Julie. And we're going to pray just with our hearts there. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your incredible word. We thank you that the sower is always perfect because it's you. We thank you that the seed is always perfect because it's yours. We thank you that the harvest is always possible because it's your work. But Lord, we're sorry that sometimes our hearts aren't right. Lord, would you make our hearts good soil? Would you make us people that aren't hard, aren't shallow, and aren't too busy with other things, but that our hearts are good. We pray this in the precious name of Jesus, and everyone said, Amen. Amen. Amen.